welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And we just heard the 12 Bar Blues by NRBQ. Today's show, we're going to have some fun with numbers. And so I'm calling this week's show, What's Your Number? And the first number was 12. NRBQ, one of the best bar bands that ever was in the United States. Incredible band. And that song, 12 Bar Blues, was from their Grooves in Orbit record from 1983. And we're going to move right along. And our next number is going to be the number 20. And we're going to have the great rockabilly revivalist Robert Gordon start the show out with a song that was made popular by Eddie Cochran in 1956. And it's called 20 Flight Rock. And here we go.
Got a gal with a wrecking machine. When it comes to rocking, she is a queen. We love to dance on Saturday night, all alone where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 28th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. I'm on a 12, I'm starting to drag. 15 at the floor, and I'm ready to sack. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4, 5, 6, 7, flight 8, flight more. I'm on a trail, I'm starting to drag. 15 to 4, and I'm ready to sack. Get to the top. To Chicago for a pairs to lipstick, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down to find my corpse draped over a rail. So I climb 1, 2, flight 3, flight 4.
Radio, folks, I apologize for that little glitch in the CDs. They don't make them like those big vinyl records they used to make, you know? At least when the record skipped, you can pick up the tone arm and put it back where it was. But it was only a second, and it wouldn't really mar that incredible performance, even if you only heard 10 seconds of it. And that was recorded in July of 1935 in New York City. And before that, we heard 7-Year Blues by the great Webster brothers, Earl and Audie Webster. And they were from Knoxville. And that song, 7-Year Blues, was originally recorded by the Louvin brothers. But in my personal opinion, I think the Webster brothers kind of blow that version out of the park in terms of intensity. Just a great little track from 1954. And on that track, Audie played mandolin. His handsome brother Earl was the front man who played rhythm guitar and sang. And just great harmonies. And we start off that set with the great rockabilly revivalist Robert Gordon from 1977, recorded in December of that year in New York City with Link Wray on guitar. And he also used the Jordanaires on that record, the vocal group that used to back Elvis. And just a great, great track, 20 Flight Blues. And if you just tuned in, all the songs are number-based. And we're having some fun with numbers today. And we're going to move it right along. And how about we listen to a little bit of Nick Lowe from 1994. And Nick is on a 12-step program to quit you, babe. And here we go.
I'm on a 12-step program to quit you, babe. I'm on a 12-step program to quit you, baby. I'm tired of whining and pacing the floor. I ain't gonna do it no more. Oh, my 12-step program to quit you, babe. Step one, I'm gonna tear your picture down. Step two, I'm gonna move the room around. Step three, I'm gonna walk out the door, go looking for number four. Oh, my 12-step program to quit you, babe. Step five, I will acquire a whole new jive. Step six, and a brand new bag of tricks. Step seven, if it's not too late, help me get to number eight. On my 12-step program to with you, babe. Well, a little taste is all that it took to get me well and truly hooked. Take a look at my arm, you won't find a track. Once I was a soldier, I rode on a big white horse. Silver pistols at my side, carrying the flags of war. And I lost track of the men that fell when the cannons roared. Lord, I never got over being a soldier. Once I was a tax man, collected dollars and dimes. I listened to the rich man grumble, Lord, I heard the poor man cry. Some few couldn't afford to pay, were put to the shackle and key. Oh, I don't understand being a tax man. Once I was a ruler, about 12 inches long. Three times me made a yardstick, 36 inches high. 36 inches high was I, 36 inches high. I never got over 36 inches high.
Heaven beyond the sun.
We'll pave our lives one by one.
My plans and hopes have tumbled down. My castle of dreams plunged to the ground.
How can you face me after what you've done? Shattered my dreams one by one.
One by one, we broke each vow we made.
It was you who lied, it was me who paid.
As sure as there's a heaven beyond the sun,
we'll pay for our
you go to sleep at night. Don't old memories make you long for daylight?
You'll pay the price after having your fun. You'll regret each mistake one by one.
The love I treasured you so for gold, for worldly goods you left me cold.
You're happy now, but the time will come. Your false lies will leave you one by one.
One by one, you broke each vow we made.
It was you who lied, it was me who paid.
As sure as there's a heaven beyond the sun,
we'll pay for our lies one by one.
And we're back. And that was the great Kitty Wells, accompanied by Red Foley. Great little duet called One by One. And that was recorded on October 1st of 1953 in Nashville. And that's Johnny and Jack in the rhythm section. Johnny Wright and Jack Anglin became a country duo in their own right. Johnny was married to Kitty Wells. And that's Johnny on bass, Jack on guitar, Shot Jackson on steel, and Paul Warren on fiddle. And before that, we heard the great little-known songwriter named Jim Ford. I play him from time to time on my show, try and expose him a little bit. He's gone from us now, but he was sure was great. And that was a little song called 36 Inches High. It was probably recorded around 1969. Some of you might recognize that song. Nick Lowe covered it on his first solo album that was called Pure Pop for Now People here in the States. It had a different title in England, but Nick attempted 36 Inches High on his first record. And Jim Ford was from Johnson County, Kentucky, a great songwriter. He only made one album, but sure recorded a lot, and there's a lot of unreleased masters floating around out there. And he wrote songs for Aretha Franklin, P.J. Proby, The Temptations, and a lot of songs for Bobby Womack. And before Jim, we heard Nick Lowe with 12-Step Program to Quit Your Babe. And that was from Nick's Impossible Bird record back in 1994. If you just tuned in, this is the Numbers Program. That's our theme this week, is What's Your Number? And we're going to move right along. And how about we hear a little bit of Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks from 1959 with 40 Days. And here we go.
I'm gonna give you 40 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that it'd be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. Talking to the judge in a private early this morning. He really took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna
gonna go across Georgia Guinea. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna see that she'll be back home in 40 days. Oh, 40 days. 40 days. 40 days. I'm gonna see that she'll be back. I'm gonna see that she'll be back home in 40 days.
We're the two new people that's moved to the middle of the block. And we're the talk of the town, and don't you think we're not?
Well, we found love and happiness, people envy us, you see.
For we found heaven right here on earth at 4033. Yes, we found what most people are looking for. And it's not a lot of money to spend on a real fine car.
But it's a window where a bird flies and sings so free.
And there's a whole lot of windows in this little house at 4033.
A lonely place, but was sold to me and you.
Oh, all around the house you can see little children play. And they're not other people's kids, we're proud to say.
They are the symbol of our love for all the world to see.
They're part of heaven right here on earth at 4033.
They'd think this place would make them as happy as you and me.
And the whole town's trying to buy our house at 4033.
The 4,000 blood proves what true love can do.
Once a lonely place, but was sold to me and you.
Oh, all around the house you can see little children play. And they're not other people's kids, we're proud to say. Part of heaven right here on earth at 4033. We're not gonna sell our happy little house at 4033. Wouldn't take a pretty penny for the love we have at 4033.
Just lovely. A little Chopin, done a little differently, I would say. My name is Roger Cash, listening to Freetown Radio on 88.7 FM, KRVS. And Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting from the beautiful, plush, but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And you can also catch us online at www.krvs.org. If you're looking for back podcasts of Freetown Radio, you can go to krvs.org, click on Programs, Freetown Radio. You'll come to a Freetown Radio page. All the shows are there. And we just heard Jeff Muldaur and Amos Garrett from their great record that came out on Flying Fish in 1978. Jeff and Amos had been in a lot of bands together. They go pretty way back and they come way forward. That was a track from 1978 featuring the gorgeous guitar work of Amos Garrett. And I know this is the number show, and you didn't hear a number in there because it was an instrumental, but rest assured, that was Chopin's Prelude in E Minor, number 4, Opus 28. There's plenty of numbers in the title, so I figured I can get away with that one. If you just tuned in, we're having fun with numbers. And before that, we heard the great Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner with 4033, and that was recorded in Nashville on October 11th, 1967. That was Lloyd Green on steel guitar and Pig Robbins on piano, and possibly the great Wayne Moss on guitar, but don't quote me on that. I wasn't there. Before that, we started off the set with the great Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks from April of 1959. Many of you might know that the Hawks became the band. They were Ronnie's backup band. But they weren't fully integrated until 1960. The only member of the band that was on that track from 1959 was Levon Helm. And that was recorded in April of 1959. 40 Days, which is a take on the old Chuck Berry number 30 Days. And I believe that was Jimmy Ray Palmin on guitar, and that great piano player, I think, was Stan Celeste. And we're going to move right along in the numbers show. And I know we heard him earlier in the program, but the great Robert Gordon, who never gets played on the radio, we're about to hear him again because it's such a great track. We can continue our numbers show with a tune called 5 Days, 5 Days. Here we go.
A 1 day, a 2 days, 3, 4, 5.
That's how long that she's been gone. That's how long I cried. 5 days, 5 days, since you walked out the door. after she left me, I laughed and told my friends that she'll be back before the sun is setting over again. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come on? I couldn't stand by more. Well, the second day after she left me, I started to have my doubts, wondering if she was coming back or really had checked out. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come on? I couldn't stay in by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days more. Well, the third day after she left me, I started to watch the door. Before the day was over, I began to walk the floor. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come on? I couldn't stand by more. Well, the fourth day after she left me, I really began to sweat. She should have been back days ago, but she ain't gone back yet. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come on? I couldn't stand 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days more.
Stop a clock, and you smile just like a mew, a-eatin' broth. Your pancake makeup is pretty, I realize, but every time it rains, the batter gets in your eyes. You make me sing just like the ocean waves. In spite of that, I love you a thousand ways. That I could bite you, but I'd never do eat pork. When you was born, they should have kept the stork. I hope someday you go to Hollywood with your three heads. You ought to do real good when you are making $1,000 a day. I'll love you more, I'll love you a million ways.
Less income tax. two and two, a man's through five. What's the matter there? If my head's in love and I can't count right, well, I don't care. I'm doodle little never with her, and I'm with her all the time, a little concubine. She's in love, and she does a lot of fun, and she's all fine. You can look from the bottom and work on it, see what I'm talking of. She's a very boss move, once you move her stuff, you know I'm in love. It's a question of keeping the guys from her, but I know she ain't got eyes. Her eyes are only meant for me, that she can disguise. Her eyes are mostly meant for me, but I be telling you lies. What is when she says you don't want all the guys around her, all she wants is me. She's a pork chop dinner with a big baked potato and a side of peas. She's up, she's loose, she's awful slack, she's balling the jack. She's right on it, she's riding that comet. She's as hip as that. Wonder that I can't count right, my head's too full of love. Probably late for work tomorrow, she sure is looking tough. Even the girls are clocking her, but I know she ain't got eyes. Her eyes are only meant for me, and that she can't disguise. Her eyes are mostly meant for me, but I be telling you lies. She rides up in her red wagon, she's a stone's throw from my place. She slides up to my door. All the neighbors are watching, they've been there for days. To catch a glimpse or more. Catch a glimpse or more before they see me close the door. I won't be loving her with no door open, that's for sure. What is when I'm gambling, I couldn't give a damn and a roll of dice. Try to count my points from my head's on something that's awful nice.
Little one all in one is the only combination that agrees with me.
There ain't a guy that wouldn't want to be in my shoes. There ain't a guy that wouldn't like me in my shoes. There ain't a guy that wouldn't want to be in my shoes. But I wear a 13D. With those shoes, I'm on the floor, my dancing partner's along. The way she look, it don't matter the name of the band or the place of the song. She's motivating herself on love, she's cooking with her eyes. But her eyes are only meant for me, that she can't disguise. Her eyes are mostly meant for me, and would I be telling you lies? Such a bomb. She's quite a sight to see. She's quite a sight to see, but she's seen mostly just with me. She's seen mostly with me, but that's the way the thing should be.
And we're back, and that was the great Dan Hicks with another number song. That was 13D, and he was referring to his big feet. That was a comedy section of our show. Before that, we heard the equally amusing number, I Love You a Thousand Ways, and that was the great Homer and Jethro. Those of you that don't know, Homer and Jethro, Homer was Henry Homer Haynes, and that's Jethro Burns. His real name is Kenneth Jethro Burns. Kenneth played mandolin, and Homer played guitar and sang. And there was some great piano playing in there, and that was a piano player by the name of John Gordy. And that was recorded in New York City in May of 1951. Great little tune called I Love You a Thousand Ways. And before that, we heard the great Robert Gordon, who I never hear on the radio, and he should be played on the radio. Maybe it's because his records are a little hard to get. Robert was originally from Washington, D.C., moved to New York City, and he caused this big rockabilly revival in the mid-70s. And that was a great tune called Five Days, Five Days, recorded in December of 1977 in New York City. And that featured the great Link Wray on guitar. And those background vocals were supplied by the Jordanaires, who also backed up Elvis. And just a great little track in our number show. And moving right along, our next set is going to start off with a track from 1978. And the great Dave Edmunds from his great record, Tracks on Wax. And we're going to hear his self-penned tune called A1 on the Jukebox. And here we go.
When I started
people say, gee, we wish we could dance or something. And they just kind of sit right there and they dance in their pants. They did
the. And stand by while I'm queuing up the next track here. We had, I guess one didn't finish all the way. So we're going to get to it right now. Live radio, folks, don't you just love it? And here we go.
Thank you. dozen more. Across the water, across the shore, I'll say a prayer, dear, for you and mine. Please think of me, dear, each night at nine. I hold your picture close to my heart. It takes your place, dear, while we're apart. Helps to remind me that you're still mine. To feel your nearness each night at nine. Bugles playing, out goes the lights. Gee, but it's lonely, these army nights. Go tell the kiddies I'm doing fine. Give them my love, dear, each night at nine. Say a prayer, dear, for you and mine. Please think of me, dear, each night at
talk all that much about how I feel and such, though I try to keep in touch with this heart of mine. Now I'm gonna speak out loud because it makes me feel so proud that we're standing the test of time. Up every day on my tongue a song of praise. You still take my breath away in the morning light. Down are the darkening days, you keep on getting better with age, like a lovingly made bottle of wine. Beautiful, you're mine.
You're beautiful, and you're mine. I'm gonna say it one more time. You're 39. You're beautiful.
Oh, lovely tune, and that's about all we're going to have time for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Freetown Radio and this week's theme of numbers. And real quick.